Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a world where a simple drop of blood can save a life, and today, we commemorate the individuals who make that possible on World Blood Donor Day. What makes this significant is that 14th June is observed as World Blood Donor Day since 2004, on the birth anniversary of Karl Landsteiner, who discovered the ABO blood group system and won the Nobel Prize in 1930. The World Health Organization's 2026 theme is One Drop of Humanity. Give blood. Save lives. It is worth pausing here to note that in India, blood is regulated as a drug under the Drugs and Cosmetics Act, 1940, and the apex body is the National Blood Transfusion Council. Building on this, let us look at another development that affects the daily lives of many, particularly in Kerala. The state has launched the Priyadarshini scheme, offering free travel on most Kerala State Road Transport Corporation, or KSRTC, services to all women and transgender persons, effective 15th June 2026. The state will bear the cost, estimated at around 2 crore rupees a day, placing Kerala among the states that have introduced free bus travel for women. But why does this matter? This initiative has the potential to empower women and transgender persons, enhancing their mobility and participation in various aspects of life. Now, let us turn to the economic front. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, or MoSPI, reported that the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, retail inflation rose to 3.93% in May 2026 from 3.48% in April, driven by firmer food prices, with food inflation at 4.78%. What does this mean for the economy? Inflation remains comfortably within the Reserve Bank of India's, or RBI's, 4% plus or minus 2% tolerance band. Crucially, India has updated the base years of its key economic indicators, the gross domestic product, or GDP, and the index of industrial production, or IIP, to 2020-23, and the CPI to 2024, replacing the older 2011-12 and 2012 bases. The IIP item basket was expanded to 463 item groups to capture new products such as semiconductor Zera components and human vaccines. Remember this number, 463 item groups, as it reflects the evolving nature of India's industrial production. And here is something that surprises many students. Gujarat has unveiled its Industrial Policy 2026, introducing an ultra-mega industrial unit category requiring a minimum investment of 10,000 crore rupees and over 3,000 jobs, and expanding its thrust sectors from 9 to 16 to include semiconductor supply chains, drones and robotics, and nuclear power equipment. Note this carefully. The emphasis on emerging technologies and large-scale investments can have significant implications for India's economic growth and global competitiveness. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, let us look at the historical and cultural context. The Sri Jagannath Temple Administration secured trademark registration for the Nilchakra, the eight-spoked metal disc atop the temple spire, along with Ananda Bazaar and Patita Pavna, under the Trademarks Act, 1999. This move protects sacred identifiers from unauthorized commercial use. So what exactly changed? The temple administration's initiative ensures that the cultural and religious significance of these symbols is preserved. Now, let us turn to the geographical context. The southwest monsoon advanced into more parts of West Bengal and Bihar, while the India Meteorological Department's 7th Regional Meteorological Centre, at Jammu, strengthens cloud burst and flash flood early warning across Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, and Himachal Pradesh. What does this mean for India's strategic position? The expansion of the meteorological network enhances the country's ability to predict and respond to extreme weather events. Now, Let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The World Blood Donor Day is observed on 14th June since 2004, and it honors Karl Landsteiner, who discovered the above blood groups and won the Nobel Prize in 1930. The World Health Organization's 2026 theme is One Drop of Humanity. Give blood. Save lives. Blood is regulated under the Drugs and Cosmetics Act, 1940, and the apex body is the National Blood Transfusion Council. The CE, or Consumer Price Index, inflation in May 2026 was 3.93%, and the food inflation was 4.78%, which is within the Reserve Bank of India's 4% plus or minus 2% tolerance band. The new base years for the gross domestic product and the index of industrial production are 2020-23, and for the consumer price index, it is 2024. The index of industrial production item basket has 463 item groups. Gujarat's ultra mega unit requires a minimum investment of 10,000 crore rupees and over 3,000 jobs. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? These developments, from blood donation to industrial policies, and from cultural preservation to geographical advancements, all have significant implications for India's growth, development, and global standing. As you prepare for your exams, remember that understanding these connections is crucial for a comprehensive approach to current affairs. In conclusion, today's current affairs have shown us the diverse and interconnected nature of developments that shape our world, from the drop of blood that saves a life to the industrial policies that drive economic growth, and it is essential to stay informed and engaged with these issues to navigate the complexities of our world. The connections between these developments have significant implications for India's future, and as you continue your preparation, keep in mind the broader significance of these events.